Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ Today session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts, and this is Season 5, Episode 147 of this Daily Study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials. We're looking in the week of October the 2nd to October the 8th in Ephesians. And today we're going to finish looking at the principle of foreordination in Ephesians chapter 1. And also look at the phrase, the dispensation of the fullness of times in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10 as well. So we're going to just dive in here straight away and go for it. So in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, just to continue our study of that principle yesterday, it also says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who work of all things after the counsel of his own will. So again, just this principle that foreordination, which is where this root word predestined comes from the root word that we learned yesterday, talks about how he will, or the Lord will, provide a way for us to be able to accomplish and do and affect all the things that that have been planned for before we came to this earth. That we did have a life before this, and I think that's an important aspect, really, of this chapter, that it talks about how there was life before this, and how we had things not necessarily promised us, but things that we were told that if we were true and faithful, that we'd be able to accomplish and do, and blessings that we'd receive. But again, it comes down to whether we choose to accept those or not. So let's go back then to now that we've kind of worked on that, finishing that principle, let's look at verse 10. So it says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Okay, so this is a well-known scripture where when we look at gathering together or bringing together all things in Christ in these last days, that there was a falling away, a losing of a number of principles and things that help us receive salvation. An exaltation, rather, in the celestial kingdom, and the understanding of celestial kingdom, and understanding of foreordination and premortal life, and many other things, which have been lost from the biblical record, that there are hints of and points towards and notes of, but we've lost the full understanding of a number of things. So, this dispensation that we live in, this last period of time before the coming of the Saviour, is a time when all things will be gathered together once again. So Elder David A. Bednar explained it like this. He said, quote, just as a rope obtains its strength from many intertwined individual strands, so the gospel of Jesus Christ provides the greatest perspective of truth and offers the richest blessings as we heed the admonition of Paul to gather together or in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth. Importantly, this vital gathering of truth is centered in and focused upon the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Close quote. I think that's if you remember 2018, October, and Elder Bednar's talk, he gave a wonderful kind of visual of a rope, and how each individual kind of thread of the rope is so important, and he talked about how principles and ordinances of the gospel can be represented by the individual strands, or can represent the individual strands of the rope, things such as temples and the ordinances within the temples, the principle of family history and eternal families, the sacrament and how it renews those covenants, the gathering of Israel with missionary work, all these things kind of bring together the essential parts of the gospel, which can help us come together and help to bring together all the things that Christ would have us do. So I think that is a great imagery or a great example of what Paul is saying here in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10, that the time would come, and it is here today, that all things will be gathered together in Christ. Once again, as Adebetno said, that Christ is the centre of all these things as well. Thank you so much for listening today. Hope you've enjoyed the study. Please do join us tomorrow as we continue our study of Ephesians this week. And until we meet again.